This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
To be honest with you, there are a number of lessons to be drawn from this. Key lesson. Number one, that the young people, yes, they themselves in general is the key of a global change. Okay? And they say that in America, this has never happened except post-Vietnam War. And that's why there was a major change globally. And this leads me to the second point, which is we need now a global movement by the students, by university students. Because university students can make this global change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The third point. We need, as Muslims in particular, to support them. By the way, let me just make it openly. Where is Fawcett? We haven't heard anything from Fawcett in support of those. I don't want to use the word shame on Fawcett, that they did not issue any statement in support of those university students. Where are the other Muslim organizations, Muslim students organizations in the UK in particular, in the whole of Europe, in the whole world?
These they have been active on the student scene, mashallah. I'm not saying this because I'm an alumnus of Fawcett, but you know, I've heard things that they've been.
Fawcett has not issued a powerful statement. Not just a statement, to do something. I don't know about that. I checked with some brothers who are very close to Fawcett, and they agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Fawcett is one thing, but other organizations as well. Wallahi, I feel proud of those students, and wallahi, I make dua, and this is my fourth point. Yeah, make dua for them. Wallahi, those people, they deserve our dua. That first of all, that Allah Jalla Ala guides them, because we want such brave people to be with us in Jannah. Okay, this is very important, and I believe, my dear brothers and sisters, imams and other people, they should send messages of support. This is my fifth point. Messages of support. Salman, have you heard of any statements from the famous scholars and du'at of America in support of those students?
They've been on campus giving talks, giving speeches to the students, praising them.
Very good. So the fifth point, they need support by imams, by du'at, and I hope that this message, okay, the message of support, that someone to pass it to them. And we need other leaders, other Muslim scholars to be open and vocal about supporting them. The sixth message, by the way, that subhanAllah, it is ajeeb. It is very strange that the fitrah, Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha la tabdila li khalqillah. No one can change the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa'ala. You know, despite the domestication processes that those young people were exposed to by their regimes, the deep states, or by certain, or by even Zionism, global Zionism, all over the world, they refused this domestication, a process, and they were able to come out of that. Yeah, and we should salute them really for that. And which means that, which is my sixth point, brothers and sisters, those who give da'wah, be confident that when you do da'wah, fitrah is the first supporter of da'wah. And this empowers the person. When I talk to any non-Muslim, I know that internally there is support for my statements. What is that? his fitrah will support. In fact, that the fitrah of the entire creation is supporting the those values, which are Islamic values. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al amanati ila ahliha wa idha hakamtum bayna an-nasi an tahkumu bil adl." Adl is the core Islamic value. Okay? So this is the seventh point. The eighth point, my dear brothers and sisters, is that, you know, when young people are able to see, yeah, things as they are, not to be controlled through media, and they have freedom to think, really to think, not someone else is thinking on their behalf and then brainwashing them by their ideas, then they will see the truth. Yeah, and that's why sometimes I say our battle as Muslims, as da'wah, is the battle with what? With stopping people from thinking. Yeah, we want people to think. And that's why we are open for criticism as Muslims. Let people criticize us, but let them think. And we are willing to debate, we are willing to explain what Islam says to them. Allah Jalla wa Ala encouraged people to think. Allah Jalla wa Ala condemned those who don't think. Allah Jalla wa Ala says that the people of the hellfire, the main reason for them that they are in the hellfire is because of disbelieving in Allah Jalla wa Ala, because they did not think. Yeah. So let us support the freedom of real thinking, not the freedom of limited thinking, and quoting it as the real freedom. This is the game that many dictator regimes are playing. Now, my ninth point, which is what? You know, it was exposed that America is more dictator than maybe than Syria or than. But there is something to trigger dictatorship. So, for example, in Syria, maybe everything triggers dictatorship, or maybe certain things trigger dictatorships, or in Arab countries, or in some Muslim countries, and so on. In America, what triggers dictatorship is what? Criticizing Israel, criticizing Zionism, criticizing certain values that are imposed upon on the people. And as if they are saying, listen, you know, we are free, we want you to be free, this is the free world, democracy, etc. As far as what? You don't touch those red lines. You don't get close to. This is not real freedom. This is another dictator regime. And we have seen what they have done to the students, to the peaceful students, to the peaceful, even the staff. We have seen really the, very disturbing the way the American police arrested that law professor. We have seen it, the lady, the prof, and she was telling them, I'm a professor in the university. Okay, at least speak to her properly. Have you seen any weapon with her? Why are you treating her? And is this the American freedom? And that's why I believe that so many Americans, they really don't accept that. Okay, and maybe within, we have seen many of the staff, yeah, members, they are supporting those students. And the 10th point I would like to say, brothers and sisters, this is a very strong message that, yeah, the world is in need of Islam. But we should not confine Islam as a spiritual alternative for the spiritual vacuum or for the spiritual corruption. We should offer Islam as a global civilizational alternative for the fundamental problems our civilization or this civilization is facing. And this means that, brothers and sisters, be very active in da'wah, be proud of your religion, and come out. It is a very golden opportunity for all du'at to be more active and to come out. And my 11th point, which is my first point, okay, all our du'a and support for those brave students, we really respect their bravery. Of course, we always say that, okay, you need to make sure that you don't harm anyone, you don't, which I believe that they are not, okay? Yeah? And we really respect them. I think they should be, their movement should be a globalized, or should be globalized, and they are now, they might be seen as the icon for a global change in this century.
Zakla khair, Sheikh. Powerful words.
Zakla khair.